something on Peches Seven Ali. We're in the middle of the explanation of Rav Papa of the Meir Shita, which is that you're only chayav koris, you're only chayav as a zakin mamre on an iser koris. That's mechayav the korban mechatas b'shkaga. And he's trying to explain now, Rav Papa, every one of the references that was in the Brisa that was going through Ben Dan Ladam, Ben Din Ladin, Ben Negel Naga. So we wanted to see how each one of those things could be, in fact, Negea, an Isser Chorus, a Fiyav Chatas. And we got up to Peches Amud Aleph, in which we were darshaning now the word Divrei Rivo. Divrei, so we said in the Brisa earlier, Divrei refers to things that are chal with words. Erechin, Charamin, Hekdeshot. So Rav Papa now is trying to give explanations of how those things would be nogea, libra mayor, examples of machlokas, and that the Zakin Mamre could have chosen a side against the Besdin, and would have been nogea Yisr Kars. So let's start now with the first of those three, Erechin. Well, they might, an example would be the Plukta Nereli Meir Rabbanu. So the famous machlokas about whether Adam motzi dvarav levatala. According to Rabbi Meir, we never say that Adam is motzi dvarav levatala, even if what he says doesn't make any sense, such as saying, I am going to give the erech of an infant who's less than a month old. The Torah begins the parsha of Erechin with miben chodesh. So there's no value given for Pachas Ben Chodesh, since the concept of an Erech on a Pachas Ben Chodesh simply doesn't exist. So therefore, what did the guy mean? So if you all know the Moses Vav Levatala, nothing, so he made a mistake. According to Rabbi Meir, he used the word Erech loosely, and he really meant Demay, whatever his value was on the market. And so, according to him, it would turn out that the money that was given, let's say the Gizbor comes now and takes this money. So the question is it Kodesh or not? If it's Kodesh, then a woman wouldn't be Mitzkodesh Gizbor. If, according to Rabbanan, it's not Kodesh, and the owner could have been Mekadesh, a woman with it, and then there was a Nafkamina and the Chi of Chorus, and so on. Or another Nafkamina could be, where if somebody went ahead and used his money. If he used it, he's now chayiv an osham me'ilais. Now that osham, if it's eaten now betumas haguf, is going to be machayiv yukaris, right? According to Rabbanan, since it wasn't an osham at all, because anyway it wasn't hegdish, that money, so it was only chulin bazara, and there's no easter of eating the chulin bazara betuma, and so mevela, it comes out another nafkamina benogead iser karis. The next case that we had that were learned from the word divrei were charamim. What would be an example of a machlokas about a charam? Well, that could be the machlokas, let's say, Rebbe Yudah Meseiro Rabban. It's not Rebbe Yudah Meseiro Omer, stam charamim leberek abayit. He holds that if a person says, I'm being machur my rishos, it goes to the berek abayit. Shinama ko charam kodesh kodashim hu la'ashem. The chachamim omrim stam charamim la'kohen. Shinama kistei ha'charam. La kohen tihiya akuzato. So apparently the normal chayrim is saying stay of la kohen tihiya akuzato goes to kohanim, because kohanim of course is no din of meila, which brings us back to the same issue: to be chayiv koris for eating a karban meila that is a karban meila. You wouldn't be if it weren't a karban meila, and so on. What about the next case? We had the kachim itself. I'm sorry, I didn't finish this today. So, that's only coming to tell me that charonim or chal hakachi kachim hakachi kalim. So in other words, if somebody was makrim, which is reshus, and he owns also korbanos, do you think that if there's no chalois of cherim on something that's already hakdash? Not true. He pays the equivalent value of his chelik in that thing. If it's in matter, it's just replacement value to him, because he's very alive. Means he's chayav b'achrayut. If it's a neder, so then it has a certain value in the fact that what would he pay to have a korban brought for him, even though there's a replacement value. But that's also a value that he has in it, that he also has to pay. The next thing that we had in the list of the three divrei is another thing that's chal through dibur, is hegdish itself. What would be a machlokas that would be nogea azakin mami there? Well, take for example the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, אפילו צינורה של אקש צריכה עשרה בני אדם לבדותה. The question is whether you need to have 10 people that are in one of them a Kohen or from a Chokas. It says 10 times Kohenim in the Parsha. So according to Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, if you were quoted this thing without having a shuma of 10 people, then it wasn't a proper pidyon, and you would still be using it. You would be ma'al behegdish, and according to Rabbanan, you don't require 10 people when it comes to any stama piece of mitzvah of behegdish. So according to them, it was a kosher pidyon, and you wouldn't be chayav a korban milah with, again, all of the differences that emerge from that. Lagabe your chiyuv of eating a korban milah betumo, or lagabe whether the thing itself, the money that was taken in order to pay for it, would be kodesh or not, could be used to be makadosh yisha, all things that have differences in terms of a chiyuv kares. The next thing we learned were divrei rivot b'sharecha. The rivot, we said, well, refers to things that come through riv, such as hashkaat sota, arifat egel arufa, taharat mitzora, which also comes through riv. Even though we had before Benegal and Naga in terms of Negah, it's an interesting, I mean, so what's the Taharat and Sorah? Why wouldn't that be one of the dinim of Negah? That's something to think about. Some interesting things in that one. So Hashka'at Sota, that could be, for example, they are arguing the Zaki Mamri and the Sanhedrin in the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. It's not HaMikaneh LeIshto. Rabbi Eliezer Omer HaMikaneh HaPishnaim UMashkeh HaPiedachat. So the question is, what proof do you need that this woman that he had been mekana not to be alone with so-and-so actually was found alone with so-and-so? So it says Rebbe Eliezer, you don't need proof. You could have an eidah, but for that matter, even al pi atzmo. And if he comes home and says, well, here's two witnesses that I was mekana at ishti, now I have a problem also on her because I found her alone with so-and-so. So that also would be a proper Ashkat Sota, with the further implication that she would then lose her ketubah until she goes through that process. But meanwhile, she would be Asurala. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, no, you need to have two Aidim for this Tira as well. So Mikaneh Al-Pishnaim U'mashka Al-Pishnaim. So now according to him, there would be no din of losing her ksuva. Now, if she had gone ahead and she had sold that ksuva, and somebody took the money now, collected the money from the Baal, with the question whether he could use that money to be kaddish as a yisha, or whether it was just gedeva the other, and so on. So again, we have all those nafkaminas. The next riv that we had was arifat egla rufa. Well, that could be that the Zakin Mami and Sanhedrin are arguing in the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. It's not. May I and Hayumo the din. And they have to measure now from the halal to the nearest city. From what point on the body were they measuring? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mikiburo, they measure from his navel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Michotamo, they measure from his nose. Again, this is not our sugya over here. The Gemara goes through the details and then says what the basis of this machlokas is. So the Torah uses the lotion of halal. Halal is always associated with the neck. It's a normal word to call somebody a halal. Savare halalaya nachimel. So savar then would be the place where we would measure from. Now, depending on where you measured, you might have ended up in a different city. And therefore, the other cities, Egla Rufa, would not be an Egla Rufa, and therefore would be not Asurvana, would be valuable, could be used to be Bekadosh as a Isha, and according to the other Mandioma, it would be a non-Kiddushin, since it was Isuriana, etc., with all of the distinctions, Legabi the Fee of Chorus, or Misa of sleeping with an Ashes Ish, or non-Ashes Ish. So that would be an example of rivos in terms of Egla Rufa. How about rivos in terms of Taharat Mitzora? Well, that could be the Machlokas of Shimon and Rabbanan. It's none. We had before that if a victim of Tzorat, Emo Goen Yad, or Goen Regal, or in Yamanit, if the man is missing his right thumb, or right toe, or his right ear, and the Torah says that's where you have to put the dam of the Yasham, or the Shemen HaMetzorah, in Lothar Alonit, there's nothing to do. That's according to the Man Yomar who holds that you need Be'inun Kroa Kidechtiv. Things that the Torah means precisely the situation that it writes about. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, not saying no, Omer Kamal. you could put it on wherever the place is that he had an ear before his fight with Tyson, and then he would be Yotze. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no tenal shall small be Yotze. According to Rabbi Shimon, you use the other ear, the other thumb. So in any event, the Nafkamino over here would be whether this guy became Tor or not. And again, Makrokas Rashi and Tosis, it was Nichlas and Mikdash, whether we include in Chiyav Chatz, Karmanat Liyarev, or whether the differences in Matame, Akika Shotruma, not Akika Shotruma, was worth Pachas Bishavar Pruta, and it was used to be Makadash Zainisha, Tosis, and that gives us Nafkaminas, Magadu the Chiyav Karas. The next drasha that we had was the very revote Bisharecha, and we darshaned Bisharecha refers to things that the Torah says to give to the Ani Bishar, such as Leket Shikho Peah. Now Leket, what would the machlokus between the Zaken Mam and the Sanhedrin be? Well, it could be the Mishnah about what consists of Leket and Shikho. And the Mishnah says Shnei Shibolim Leket, Shlosha Eino Leket, said if he drops two Shibolim, then in general he's not machped on it, in which case it becomes now Leket and the Ani is open it. But three, since there's a hakpada on that, it's not supposed to be like it. Shikha would be Shnei Omarim Shikha, Shlosha Enan Shikha, and on both of those cases, and that's really from the Pasuk, on both of those cases, Beit Shammai Omrim, Shalosh Le'amin, we are Bala Bala Bait. So the Shaila is whether he would paskin like the Mandi Omar who was saying that this belongs to the Ani, not to the Balabayat, in which case if somebody now has used the Balabayat claims, no, it's his, he uses the Kaddish Tadisha, it isn't his, it belongs to the Ani. If somebody took it back from the Ani, claiming that it wasn't the Ani's, and so on. If the Ani used it in order to be a Kaddish Tadisha, depending on what you held, you would make an Apkamina in Eki, of course. How about Peah? Well, Peah could be the Machlokes of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbana. It's not Mitzvah Peah, La Bishim Nakama. The Mitzvah is certainly to leave it in your field. I mean, it says lo techale. Lo techale means don't harvest it. You're just supposed to leave it standing. That's the Iker Mitzvah. Now, if the guy went ahead and he ended up harvesting it, as he should not have, lo yifrish nakama, nonetheless, he should be mafreshit mina omarim. So now he has the stalks that are tied in his field. He should leave the part that would have been paya. He should leave that out to the anim. Lo yifrish mina omarim, Yafish Minakri. He can still take off the peah from now the pile of grain. He can do that at Shalom Mircho. I mean, that because there's no, until he smooths the pile down and it's completed, it's not Chayim and Trumas and Meisers. If he was already Memareach, of course he'd have to take off Meiser first, because otherwise it's going to be Mach Shal Yoni, because the Yoni, normally you don't have to take from Lekachikol Peah, but here it was already Nigmar in Rosh Hashanah Balabayit, so he would have to take off first and then give it to him. And Rabbi Yishmael holds, even if he had already made it into dough, he would be Mafresh Min HaYisa. With a Chachamim argue, and they hold that's called a Shinui, and he was Kainet B'Shinui, he was no longer a Chiyav on the Peah. So again, I mean, the Nafkamina would be over here, whether it was Gezel, somebody took the Peah, after he had already been Tochen in or made it into the made it into a dough. Who did it belong to? It belonged to Balabai, it belonged to the Ani, with the respective distinctions about Kedusha Yisha. Shlosha Batei Dinim, and we learned that there's three Batei Dinim that were there in Yerushalayim, which were part of the Kamta, the Alita, El HaMakor. Omer Kahana says Rav Kahana that this machlokus between the Zokin Mamre and the Sanhedrin, it seems to me that if who omer mi pi ha-shmua v'hin omer mi pi ha-shmua, they're arguing about what it is that each had been makabel from their rabbi. I learned this, and they said we learned that. So then, that ain't no nerag. I mean, they're not arguing about how to understand the Torah. They're arguing simply each one is standing by his kabbalah. I mean, that's not an argument. So that wouldn't apply. The Din HaZaken Mamre shouldn't apply there. And for that matter, if he says, Kachu Be'inai, and they say, no, Kachu Be'inenu, so why would they have greater authority? I mean, they're simply saying what it appears to them, and he's saying, well, it doesn't appear that way to me. And since he is a Zaken who's Royal Ho'ra'ah, why would there be any meaning to one person's opinion over another person's opinion, or one group of people's opinion over another group of another person's opinion.
Is this discussion without...
No. With the Pesachim. Yeah, I mean, we don't pass them like Rav Kana, but I'm saying, but this is what Rav Kana helps. But Kosh came out, not for sure, if he is saying, Kach kibalti mirabotai, and they're saying, well, we don't have that Kabbalah, and it seems to us that that's not true. He said, well, it's all very nice. I might agree with you also, Mitzadasvara, but I have this Kabbalah, you don't have this Kabbalah. So for sure, ain't on there, right? I mean, it seems to me that the only time that you would have a case in which the person absolutely has to listen to Besdin, if he doesn't, that is looking Mamre, it would only be in a case, he says Mitzadasvara, and they say, well, it's a very nice Svara. However, we have a Kabbalah. That's not true. Ain't on me, Piashmua. And I'll prove it to you. Teda. Shalelo hargu at Akavya ben Malalel. Akavya ben Malalel had four different issues. That he wasn't Makabal Das of Sanhedrin. And he said this, I was Makabal min Amarubin. I didn't want the Makabal from the Yosef. It was Makabal from Bezda. So they were Makabal min Amarubin. No. Lamaisa, before he died, he told his children, of course you have to go according to Sanhedrin. Because you were only Makabal from me, and I'm a Yosef. They were Makabal from the Rubin. You'll have to follow them. But I, who was Makabal and I'm a Rubin, I have to follow the Kabbalah that I was given. So now, if you're going to tell me that Akavah and Mahalalel had no right to maintain his Kabbalah in the presence of the Bezdin, so then they should have killed Akavah and Mahalalel as a Zakin Mamre. Therefore, says Rav Kana, it's clear to me, simply because I'm a Svara, that the sense of the authority of Bezdin means the authority in terms of a Shmua. How can there be authority in terms of judgment? Doesn't make sense. People think differently, so who cares if Bezdin happens to think this way and he thinks otherwise? I mean, it's not as if he doesn't have the tools, it's not as if he doesn't have the requisite information. They're reaching a different conclusion about the information. Why would the Torah say to listen to the Bezdin?
Shmua, sir, is not just the Moshe Sinai.
No, it's a Kabbalah that this is the way in which it was done. And whether it's the whole problem, because the Rambam says there's never a machlokas about halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. He says this in the Hatzam of the Pirush HaMishnayos, which leads to tremendous problems in many, many sugyas. So when he's talking about a Shmuel here in terms of Gemara, rather than, you know, that this is the way they were knowing, and this is the way. Right. Yeah, rather than Mamash halacha. Rabbi Lazar says, that's absolutely not true. In fact, even if it would be the utterly absurd case in which he is saying Mipiashmua, and they say, well, we never heard that, and Kaku Beineno, which you think for sure we don't look at the authority of Bezdin, even in such a case, he would be Ne'era. Because the point of this mitzvah is not that the Bezdin is more reliable. It's no different than the mitzvah that the Chinuch also brings out when he explains the Taimei HaMitzvah, based on this Gemara. He's actually the Lashon of the Gemara. This is because the Torah prefers that you do the Torah wrong. That's what he says. That you understand the Torah wrongly, than to have the kind of splits and groupings that are going to come out of allowing different interpretations. So Mamela, even though there's nothing to say to us that the Bezdin is indeed more reliable, it's not more reliable. This guy is a Shmuel, they don't have the Shmuel. They never heard him. Nonetheless, it's the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael should have one Torah, and that one Torah is defined therefore as the Mokam Shiyotei Orah, that's Har HaMoriah, Shemisham Yosei Orah LiYisrael. The Mokam is gone, and as long as there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's one Torah.
Even if it's wrong.
Even if it's wrong, he says that to parents.
And right. Everybody's doing it wrong. And that's
better than
some wrong, some
right.
Kind of human.
Exactly. As you see, this is my name. Well, you don't have a best, and that's exactly what happens. Right? You end up having 30 different versions of Klal Yisrael, because everybody's got a different taste.
As if it's Chiyuv Misa for this.
Chiyuv Misa.
To shut up rather than give him a Chiyuv Misa, but like, he doesn't have the Chiyuv Misa for it.
Well, we had the same innocent thing in the Mishnah we talked about last night. We say Kedayat Halachuv Ma'atzbacha, and that was even out of the Zaken Mamre. Stop! You want to be Machmir in a case what's going to end up causing Pilug and Klal Yisrael, then you should have been killed.
Well,
The same thing in the Baba Metzia, where the recent
food, the Tanur Shel Achanan,
the destruction of the Beit Midrash. It's
the same thing as like where Dinim were brought down like just without mercy, just no. Shemino
Divrei Amidas Hadin. That's
something else. Yotaina. Therefore, what about? How do I explain the fact that Lo Hargu Et Akavya Ben Malala? Reem Tomas, you'll ask me. Why not? That's very partial. Mitzvah Shel Ohora Halakalamaseh. Of course, Akavya Ben Malala. Supposed to teach what he knows. The whole din of a Zakei Mam is not to teach. The din of a Zakei Mam is to be more that this is the way you should do it. Like Avi ben Malalo never violated the Tzak Besen in terms of saying, don't listen to the Besen, listen to me. And he never did. He said, this is halacha. I can't tell you to do that because Besen doesn't agree with me. So that's fine. Tan, kach dorashti v'kach dorshu chavirai. Here the guy, I mean, we had a whole discussion of what he's supposed to say as he's going, they're going from one person to the next up. At each point he says, this is how I understood it. This is how I taught it. This is how I learned it. But what does that mean, this is how I learned it? That doesn't sound like we're talking about a case of specifically the way that we said now that he is coming mitzad the Shmua and so on, and even in a case my love the rule nami piyah Shmua the himomim kaku beninu, and it seems to be allowing here any possible version. This is how I understood it. This is how I heard it. This is the way I thought it. I mean, what do I need these Roshonis for? Unless it's to expand on the possible things that he's saying versus the things that Bezdin is saying, which means that it would include even a case where he was saying that I was makabla this way, and they were saying, well, we don't understand it that way. In which case, it's a clear riot to Rav Elazar. So they said, well, maybe not. I mean, we could say that the Lashon simply means, hu omer kach ubeinai, and this is the way I taught it, the way I understood it, and I taught it this way as well, and everybody went over good, and so on. And they know, hi omer mipya shmua, which was the way that Rav Kahana understood it. Well, how about this? Tashma, Yom Rabbi Yoshia, Shlosha Devarim Sachs, Levi's, the Ir in the Anshe Yerushalayim. There were three things that I was makabel in a conversation with Zaira. One of them was, usually when we use the lashon of sach, it means that it came out in the context of a sichas chulin. It was more of a discussion rather than he said over these halakas. Sachly, sometimes the Gemara will actually bring the sicha and say, and michlal, from that we can learn the following. At other times, we simply bring the tamtzit of the sicha, and that's what he's saying. Three things is essentially the same as saying shema min atzlat from this conversation. That I'm not telling you what the conversation was. So one is that a baal shemakala kinuyo machul. If a husband decides to change his mind, I say, you know what? I told you not to be alone with so and so. Forget it. I trust you. Right, so now she no longer will have to be a shaysa from the mayim in order not to be neseret. She will not be neseret on him now that he's mogul. The other thing was that a ben sorero moresh ratzu avivim olam kolo mochalim lo. But the Torah only said that they bring him to Bezin, right? It says v'tapsu bo. So if they change their mind, they say, you know, forget about it. So fine, it wasn't mechayev them. So they could change their mind and forget the whole thing. And furthermore, a zakein mamre shiratzu beit dino limcholo mochalimo. That also, the halakha of a zakein mamre is dependent on the akpara of the beit din. I came and I said this over to the chachamim. Ashnayim ha'oduli. They were moda that was right when it comes to the cases of the Baal and the Ben Sora Mora. But when it came to the cases of Zakei Mamim, lo hudu. There they said, no, that doesn't make sense. Because the whole halakha is based on Kedesh Shelo Yirbu Machloket Bi Yisrael. So what right would Bezdin have to be Mocha? I mean, that's the din. It's not a din in the covet of Bezdin. If it were halakha in the covet of Bezdin, and it's like Zakei Mamre is the same thing as the Ben Sora Mora, it's like a Mamre. So I think Rambam brings, of course, you know, both of these halakas are the same group of halakas called Hilchot Mamre. It could be a Mamre by being a Ben Sorer Ramoda, you could be a Mamre by being a Zake Mamre. Right? And this is Grufa, you see the way the Gemara views it here. But it's not Shayek Mechila by Hamra against Besdin, because it's not their covet that we're dealing with over here. It's the factual or your Buma Chloket for Yisrael. Now, if we're using that as the Raya, that they couldn't be Molcho, then it's clear that the din of Zake Mamre is indeed a question not of the authority of Besdin, which would have meant Rav Kahana's approach. So according to Rav Kahana, this isn't any authority. So he was saying, does it make sense that they should have authority against his Shmua, and they're just saying, God, Nira Beinenu, what kind of authority would that be? They obviously lack the information he has. That's not authority. But here, since it's saying that it's not a din in authority, it's a din in Shelo Yirbo. If that's the case, then it's clear that the halakha is like Rav Elazar to Yufta, Ein Hakinami. This actually blows Rav Kahana out of the running, and now we have only the pshat, that no matter what the situation is, even if the Besdin is wrong, the Besdin is right. And that's, of course, that was a problem we had before about Chizkiyo, who was afraid that maybe since the Besdin had Potskin against him about the surrender to Sancheriv, so he said, maybe, you know, maybe I really do have to surrender. And the only reason was that in Arkinami, that it was Kesher Rishayim. But if it hadn't been the Kesher Rishayim, so it would have been a problem. You can't pass it against the Besdin. So in other words, even though he's convinced that it's wrong, he wasn't changing. He wasn't thinking, so maybe they're right and I'm wrong. That wasn't the point. It's clear that they're wrong. But what can you do? You have to do what's wrong sometimes. You have to do the wrong thing. Only Sanhedrin HaGadol, this halacha. Right. Right. So again, I mean, now it turns out that even in the Beis Din HaGadol, we don't have a concept of an authoritative source for Torah. It's not authority that's the issue. It's definitive that's the issue, but it may be wrong. In other words, it's the exact opposite of the infallibility of the Pope. Right? In other words, it may be that it's wrong. Nonetheless, do what's wrong. But we don't have a concept of this defines the will of God. I mean, in the sense that God wants to do what's wrong. I mean, it defines the will of God. That he prefers to do what's wrong. Okay, all right, you're right. Rafi is correct, yes. The word authority, as a matter of fact. Right. It's not definitive, it's authoritative, correct. Absolutely right. That was an authoritative statement as well. As well as definitive.
Now informing us how to understand if you are min bali min chasmol or smol harimi?
Well, no. Because over there, it doesn't really have to do with the issues of authority. Over there, it has to do with the chiyuv that you have of listening as an individual. Something here, Holy Roa. So, over there, it isn't even true. Because it doesn't mean al yimishu small. It means al mashanira l'cha yimishu small. So the way that the chinuch brings that is that him mishapshim medatcha alecha, meaning that they make you doubt. You see another side. If you see another side, then you have to be mekabel. If you don't see another side, and we were talking about yesterday, you're not mechuyev to accept somebody else's judgment. As long as you, even it doesn't matter who it is. As a matter of fact, if you do accept their judgment, thinking that it's a mitzvah to accept their judgment, and they were wrong, you have to bring a carbon. Right? So the Gemara says, well, why a carbon? Why isn't it amazed since you knew it was wrong? Says the Gemara, well, he was shogeg because he thought it's a mitzvah to listen to Beis Din. But it isn't a mitzvah to listen to Beis Din if you know that something is wrong. You have a right to be seyach on Beis Din, you don't know otherwise. But if you know otherwise, you don't have a right, even. This is a special halacha in terms of undermining the nature of the Torah because of hayurah. The definition, the kiyazid. Okay? It's important to know those distinctions. There's also very nogea the recent fallacy of belief that there is an authoritative Torah, that the God of Torah said, do this, you have to do it. There's no such halacha. There's not even a halacha like that on a Bez and Agal. Of course you can. On an authority that doesn't have authority. That idea doesn't, well, no, that story in the sense that the Torah gives a person insights for eights and so on and so forth, yeah, I mean, but it's certainly the concept that there's a definitive Torah that is called that Torah, that never exists. We don't find any remez even to such a thing. The only possible element that is nogea that is where all of Klal Yisrael is makabel a certain halacha. If that's the nogea, can you argue on the Binim and the Shulchan Aruch that everyone was makabel? So there, it's the equivalent of the Bezin of Kol Yisrael, because Kol Yisrael was Makabalit, who was Yotzim of Kol Yisrael. But that's the only thing that we have that might be similar to such a thing.
But isn't this the definitive word of Allah? The Ravina and Ravashi were the Gadol.
Yeah, of course. So the Gemara, yeah, but we're talking about, obviously you don't argue with the Gemara.
But in a sense, this is a definitive declaration.
No, it's an authoritative declaration. But now, if you have a machlokes about what that means, I'm sorry, I really don't understand what you're talking about right now. We're not talking about arguing with the Gemara.
No,
the Gemara is the Bez Ben Gadol.
With the statement that was said earlier about the, there's no, the Gadol Ador makes a definitive statement.
Yeah.
This is
a Bez Ben. This is the Bez Ben Gadol, the last Bez Ben Gadol of Yisrael.
I understand, but if we go back in time, we say, Rav Avinu Maharashi was a Gadol Ador, and they put this.
It happens to be that the Bez Ben consists of the Gadol Ador. That is correct. Do you have a problem with that?
No, but I
never understand it. I never understand what he's getting at. The fact that a Bezdin is Gedolei Hador doesn't mean that Gedolei Hador are Bezdin. That's a rather fundamental problem in logic. But right, you learn that in the first course of logic. That's a different issue. All
right.
Say it
to me.
Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Mitchila lo ayu marvim machloket b'Yisrael. Initially, before we got to the forgetting of Torah, we didn't have machlokas in them, at least not many. We had our Bezin HaGadol, that was in the Lishkas HaGozis, together with the Bezin that was on the Pesach of the Ezra's Noshim, and one that was on the Pesach of the Ezra's Yisrael. And then we had also Batei Dinim, Shar Batei Dinim, Shalasim, Shlosha Yoshvim, Bechol Ayalot Yisrael. And we had in every single city, we had a Bezin and Vesrim and Shlosha. Hutzach Adavar Lishol, someone had a question, Shalim Yvei Din Shabi Iran, you go to your local Beis Din, Im Shamu, if they knew what the answer was to that, Amr Lehem, Im Lav, if they didn't, Baim Lezesha Samuch Iran. Now this, I don't know what this is, I have no idea where this comes from. It's not brought in halacha anywhere. I don't understand what its basis is, and I haven't been able to find a source on why it's left out of the halacha, whether it's simply this thing of going to a bezda that is somuch l'iram together. It's not paskin that way. It's just, and the next step is going to the bezda and the arabaya. And what would be the point of going to a bezda that was somuch l'iram? The lashon of somuch l'iram doesn't seem to add up here. I said, we don't know what it means. Im shamu amru lahem. Im lav ba'im lezeh shel petach harabayit. Im shamu amru lahem. Im lav ba'im lezeh shel petach hazarah. Ve'omer. And at that point, I hear we're sort of putting together the dinim of the zaken mamre and the dinim of the stam question that a person would have to bezdin. So we're here. We throw in kach. The rashi kach. The shukavirai kach. Lamarti kach. The dukavirai. Im shamu amru lahem. Im lav elu ve'elu ve'elu lishkas hagodis. Shesham yoshvim mitamit shel shakra hatamit shel ben arba'im. The Bezin was in session during weekdays from the time of the Hakrovas Tamishal Shakra until the Hakrovas Tamishal Bin Arbaim. On Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim, even though of course there's no din, but he still asks Shilas, so the Bezin has to be there. And because there's also a very large Tzibur on Shabbos and Yantav that may be coming in, and so we didn't sit in the Lishkat HaGozis. Instead there was a Beis HaMedrash that was in the cell, which was the low machitza that was around the outside of the Azara. And there Bezdin would sit in a large Beis HaMedrash. Also it was to avoid giving the impression that the court was in session for dinim, because there's no dinim on Shabbos and Yantav. And
the vision of Shirin.
Yeah. And they were available for passing shilas. And Nishala Shela Bifnehem, Im Shamu Arulahem, Im Lav Omdim Laminyan. If they knew, then they said. And if they didn't know, then they made a vote and determined what halacha was. Rabu Hamitzamim Timu, Rabu Hamitzamim Tiaru. So this was the normal state of affairs, and therefore it avoided having this problem of Rigoy Machlokes, and remember everybody's different shita in everything. But Misha Rabu Talmidei Shammai VeHillel Shaloshim Shu Kol Tzorchan, when we started getting generations of students that had, did not have sufficient tools to know precisely, in other words, people that would have exactly the same information and would have exactly the same processing of that information would end up with the same results. But if you don't have exactly the same information, you don't have exactly the same processors, because you haven't thought through everything completely, you end up with all types of deviations in results. So then, Rabu Machlokas B'Yisrael, V'Naaseh Torah K'Shtei Torot. And that was when the problem began. Now, after a psak was reached, Misham Kotvin B'Shochin B'Chol Mekomot. These were the original Shilas V'Tshuva, so to speak. In other words, as new Piskei Dinim were issued, so they would publish the Piskei Dinim so that people should know that such and such has become a problem, and here's the psak bezin on this thing. In general, I mean, the way that we would select Dayan was, it was sort of a natural kind of thing, because Kol Mishu Chacham Shvel Berach V'Dat HaBriot Nocha Himenu, anybody who was wise an onav and got along with people, so that he could be a person that people would take seriously, Yehei Dayan Biiro, so he would become a judge in his town. Sort of a natural process, which people initially would ask him questions, very much like today. Who is someone that you go ask a shayla? No, there's no formal body that defines this is the person you ask a shayla to. So that's how he would begin. As he became more experienced, if there was an opening in the Harabayit, Misham Malim Atol Harabayit, if one of the judges died, so he was brought up then to the Harabayit, Misham Lazara, Misham the Shkat HaGazit. Sholku mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, Ezehu ben olam haba, Anav Tan, someone who is an Onav, in his deos, Shval Berech, Shayef Ayel, Shayef Benafik, he's someone who doesn't take himself so seriously, he bends when he comes in, bends when he goes out, Goris B'Araisa Tadir, is constantly involved in learning, Lo Masik Tivusul Anav, she doesn't think he's a hotshot in that he does that, it's just nature to him. And Yavu be Rabbonan Einayim b'Rav Ula Bar Abba. The Rabbonan said, ah, now that is a perfect description of Rav Ula Bar Abba. Chozer le'iro v'shan. Now he goes back home, he now teaches, that's not a problem. He has to be more halacha.
It says, Rabbu Machlokin achir v'shan, but yet it says that he wrote the Piskei Halacha, so
where is the problem? No, this is brutal. That part is a contrast to the opening. No, originally we didn't have problems. It's only recently we have problems. And when we pass in halacha, we send it around that it shouldn't be goren the machlokas. Nowadays, when we weren't oimid l'minyan, now we have problems. But ain't nothing on me. Had we been oimid l'minyan on each one of those things, and it was a best, and it was oimid l'minyan, we would have passed it.
Is it the same rule we usually have, or is it somebody different?
I'm not above the end. Either he has to paskin for himself and do it, or he has to paskin for others and they have to rely on his psak. Well, I don't understand. I understand the part about Bishlema Yorelachim Yasu Korato. Fine. I mean, that is what was changed. Now, originally, if he would have told somebody to do an Isser, he wouldn't have been chayav Misa for doing the Isser. So then he would have been potter. So mikor lav bak talahu. And now that he tells, even though somebody else to do this Isser, now he's the one that's responsible and he's chayav Misa. That makes sense. But I don't understand the thing about him. I mean, if he had originally done this Isser, then it was an Isser Misa. So he would have been chayav anyway for doing it. I mean, there's nothing to do with being a zaki mamre. So what changed now? Elahu shi'asek ratzo mi'ikara nami park talahu. I mean, he would have been killed originally for doing this without being a more against the bezdin. But I understand. I mean, fine, if it's a case where it didn't involve misa. Let's say he said this type of chayla, this kosher. or this type of dam is kosher. So Mikar Labak Talahu, there's no chi of Misa on such a thing. So if he had done it originally before he went up to Yerushalayim and argued with them, he wouldn't have been chi of Misa. Behash the Bak Talahu, and now he is chi of Misa. Fine, that makes sense. But I mean, suppose Hekadore Bechai Ve Mitot Beidin. Included in this were all of the Chiyuve Misa. So what practical difference does it make if he's a if he's Chayav Misa because he did the thing, or he's Chayav Misa because he's arguing on best in doing the thing? And it's the same Chiyuv, right? No, there's a difference. Mikara by Hatra'ah. Initially he required a Hatra'ah, but now Hashtalo boy Hatra'ah. I mean, now it's clear what he's doing. I mean, he knows, Beis Din told him it's Usser, he's going out and he's passing against the Beis Din, so we no longer have to be monster him from the Avera. He knows what the din is on the Avera. Well, how about a Mesit? A Mesit doesn't require Hatra'ah. So then there's no practical difference in the Moreid against Beis Din in the Inyan of a Mesit. By the way, Joseph points out, this is not even a question according to Rabbi Meir, because we never find a Chiyuv of Karas by Mesit. It's Chiyuv Misa, but it's no Chiyuv of Karas, a Chiyuv of Kachas and a Mesit. We're asking Shalom, I'm going to be mayor here. So, Ma'ikala Mima. Well, no, there's still a practical distinction because Mi'ikari Yom HaTayim and the Kablina Mine. If he would have explained why he thought this particular argument was not called Hasata, it's very, you know, we have to be very careful using that word nowadays, was not called Hasata, we might would listen to him. But he can be more to us why he was more ahead in this thing. But having already argued out with Beis Din, now we've told him that this is Usser. So now the difference is, Yom HaTayim, Yom HaKablin HaMineh, we will no longer accept any argument from him on this issue. Chomer b'divrei sofrimi b'divrei Torah. Ha'omer in tefillin, k'dei la'avor al divrei Torah, patur. But chamesh totafot v'osipa divrei sofrim chayav. In a sense, something that the Rabbanim define is more chomer than what's actually written in the Torah. Because if a guy says, there's no such thing as tefillin, so that's not a hurrah. I mean, that's just a joke. A hurrah has to be a chiddush of some kind. That was not called a hurrah. It has to be dealing with something that isn't open and clear. This, any kindergarten child knows that there's such a thing as tefillin, so it's not an intelligent hurrah.
It's not so clear.
Oh, that's what you mean, yeah. We'll talk about that, yeah. But if he says five totafot, we did a several with darshan, and then came out with four, that already is a hora'ah. By the way, this is also the halakha in terms of the din of mora halakha. This is rabo. What's called mora halakha? So the Shulchan Aruch passage, a hora'ah is only something that requires intelligent judgment. To say over something that everybody knows is not a hurrah at all. It's just whatever. It's just a conversation, like any other conversation. I mean, you know, you're not allowed to marry your sister. I mean, you know, okay. That's not a hurrah. So, a hurrah requires a devar of kiddush. Amr Abalazar, Amr Abashiyah. Eno chayav ela devar she'ikaromi divrei Torah upirushomi divrei sofrim v'yesh bo lohosif v'mosif goreya. It's a very strange sugya. And the Rambam understands that the issue here is that there's something magic about tefillin. Meaning that we pass like Rabbi Meir, and that we need to be talking about something that Yechayev Karas in, and that means it's an Isser Lav. But when it comes to tefillin, we have the special halacha. Now, this special halacha is based on this Maimer of Rabbi Lazar, that it needs to be capable of filling the following requirements, and if not, it's not considered to be a hora of a Zaki Mamre. Unless it's, of course, one of the typical hora of Rabbi Meir, which we just went through. And that is, it's something that has an ikar in the Torah, but that it wouldn't make sense in the Torah unless we had a Pirush of Divrei Sefer, that it is numbered, and that you can add to the number, and that if you do add to the number, you would then be destroying the thing that you're adding to. And the only thing that is filling. It's very strange. So, and Ein Lanu Ela Tefillin, and this whole thing is, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, said before that you need Adi Ika Torah V'Arucha. There needs to be something in the Torah, and there needs to be a Ruach in the Torah. Well, that was coming to add to the general category of Rabbi Meir. That's how the Rambam understands. Well, what do you mean? What about a lulav? A lulav has a number. It's got four different minim in a lulav, and it's got exactly the same thing. It doesn't say what those things are. It sort of says a priyei tadar. What is that? And so why can't we say it's a lulav? The ikar is divrei Torah. The purish is divrei sofrim. Yesh bo losif. I mean, you can add hemlock to the lulav, right? The im hosif, go rayon. And now if you add a hemlock and a lulav, you wreck your lulav. Well, no, not necessarily. What do you hold? If you hold a lulav ein sarich agad, that you can pick up the pieces of your lulav separately, and that they don't have to be tied together. So if you hold that, so what do you say? That somebody who picks up an apple after he takes his lulav and esrich, he just tossed his lulav and esrich because he ate an apple. And so he picked up hemlock. So what does that have to do with his lulav? It doesn't need to be tied together, and therefore it's not defined as a whole anyway. So forget the hemlock. Don't we only look at things that are important? If you hold ein sarich agad, I look with dekoy. Each thing stands separately. And if you hold that a lulav does sarich agad, so then when you make the lulav, you'd never had a lulav, because it was a possible lulav since it included hemlock. So then there was never a hora'ah that took something that was kosher and made it possible. There was never something kosher was here in the first place. You said it was imosif goreah. And by adding to it, you're going to ruin it. But I didn't add to it. This is the way I made it. So it wouldn't include lulav.
Someone wouldn't be.
Come on, the Gemara's going to ask that. Gemara's going to ask that. That's fine. Well, what about tzitzis? Tzitzis. I mean, they have the same thing. It could have tzitzis in b'divrei Torah. We don't know exactly what it means and where you put it and how many chutim. So the pirush in b'divrei Sofri. Yesh bo losif. You can add now to the tzitzis, and if you're mosif to the tzitzis, you go reya. So same thing. Ah, but we have the same problem. My Svirali, what do you hold about tzitzis? If you hold that there's no halakha l'mosif b'sinan, it's b'chayiv you to tie that first knot, so that you just actually could have kosher tzitzis with the strings hanging there. So then, ignore the extra strings. What makes them part of the tzitzis? You didn't do anything to be b'chaber them as tzitzis. So fine. So you've got extra strings. Who cares?
It's unbound.
Exactly the same halakha. So then, halukhudekoi, vailukhudekoi, each one is separate. The edict, spirit like kesher elyon diaraisa, and if you made it wrong in the first place because you had too many chutzim there, so then you never were madarea the tzitzis, you never had kosher tzitzis. You just had a fringed beged. I mean, so what does that have to do with tzitzis? So then you would go ruav olamei. So where was the psak, the problem with tzitzis? So the Gemara is over here, that's why she used exactly the same question about the tefillin. So yochi tefillin nami. If initially you made your tefillin with four batim, you had a normal shel rosh, and now you come along and you bring another one, and what do? So you put it on the side of the four that you have. No good side. What does it bother you? If a guy adds to me, he puts a box of Cheerios on his head, so he offers his tefillin. What's the difference? The oven chamisha baiti, if he made the tefillin originally with five batim, he never had tefillin. So then I'm going to go rule the armator. So I don't understand how you find tefillin is different than sitzes. Says the Gemara, aha, because here's a different issue. As Rabbi Zeir pointed out, Bayit Chitzon She'ino Ro'eh Ta'avir Pasul Ein Arki Nami Vayilukudekoi. But the Cheerio box prevents the outside Bayit from being exposed to the air. And that itself is a Pasul. So it's not the number that fossils. It's the position that fossils. That we don't have by Tzitzis. And that we don't have by the case of Lulav. So Mamela, the only case we could come up with that satisfies all these weird requirements is tefillin.
You said, what do you do with tefillin? How is the structure?
The tefillin has a separate problem in which if there's a something that's attached to the outside of tefillin, it's indeed possible, not because it has too many boxes, but because the outside box isn't exposed to the outside. It has to be exposed to the outside to be kosher.
Where did he add the extra one? Inside?
No, outside.
Next to the little black box.
Yeah.
Over on there. And then...
Instead of a shin, you see that little Cheerios thing.
What if it's a snack pack and not a regular
snack? Oh, that already is a machlokes is achronim.